During her lifetime, St. Teresa of Calcutta, you know, Mother Teresa, was probably one of the busiest women in the world, right? Not only did she pour herself out day in and day out in caring for the forgotten, the neglected, the rejected ones of society, but she also traveled around, this tiny little person traveled around the whole world, stirring faith in people's lives and bringing them to works of charity, much like herself or her own. She was a very busy woman. And yet, because that's the context of her life, how busy she was, one of the stories about her has always marveled me and convicted me. And that was a story from when the Missionaries of Charity, the order that she founded to care for those that were rejected and left to die on the streets of Calcutta, when they started getting more popular and busier, one of the sisters came up to her and said, "Mother, I know how important that 1 hour of prayer that we have to do when we come back from our work is for you. But I just think right now, especially in this season, there's just so much work out there that we need to be doing. And we're so tired, Mother, and we just need our rest. And then we need to get back out there and do more of this work. I just hope that you understand that hour, I don't know, I think we might need to rethink how much time we're spending in the chapel in prayer." Mother Teresa looked at her and said, "You are absolutely right. We are so busy. There's so much work that we need to be doing. We absolutely should do 2 hours and not one of prayer." And that wasn't her just being spunky. That was her recognizing that she's only as useful as she is close to the Lord. That everything in her life is utterly useless unless she's acting as an instrument of the Lord. That's such a convicting story for me. Because even though I love the Lord, I need to love Him more. Even though I love spending time with Him in prayer, my daily schedule doesn't always bear that out. I can speak about prayer all I want, but how much time do I actually give Him? You see, this maybe 2 weeks ago, at a pastoral council meeting, we were talking about how our Lord, we have Him exposed in the Blessed Sacrament every Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. He's here, the King of the universe, the one that we're celebrating in today's Mass, the one through whom, for whom, and in whom all things were created, is here. We all have the opportunity for a private audience with Him. And there's usually one person, maybe two. Sometimes nobody shows up, and so the one person who had the hour from 7 to 8 has to stay till 9 or 10 so we don't leave Him here alone. The King of the universe is here, and there might be four people to take advantage of the private audience. And so we had to make that, or have that difficult conversation of, do we keep it going? Because we can't just leave Him alone here. That's like saying, "Hey, let's meet up at this and this time, but I'm going to stand you up, Jesus." So we had to think, do we get rid of it? And the pastoral council, they said, we'd rather not. Because we know how much Jesus desires to be close to His people. And so how about we just have another push? Another reminder to people that every single Friday, He's here all day. Now we need committed adorers. We need people who are willing to say, "I'm going to mess up my schedule in order to spend this time with my Lord." Now, very often, what's the excuse that I use? Throughout the course of the day, I am praying, and so, you know, I can shrink my time of dedicated prayer. That's a poor excuse. That's like saying, "She knows that I love her, I don't have to say so." It's the first step in the loss of love and the adoption of indifference, is when we say, "I don't need to dedicate time to this." I don't know how much this resonates for you all, but I can't count the amount of days where I'll wake up in the morning and say, "I'm going to wake up," or the night before, I'll say, "I'm going to wake up a little bit earlier so that I can say some prayers." Then I wake up and I go, "Oh, I have so much to do today. You know what I actually need? is to hit that snooze button 4 or 5 times and get those like extra 5 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 9 minutes there. And there goes that prayer time. But I think, no, I'll get to it. I'll get to it, I swear. And then life gets busy, right? I get an interruption here. I get an unexpected email there. I get a phone call here. And by the end of the day, I say, oh Lord, tomorrow I'll talk to you. Tomorrow I'll spend some more time with you. And in that, I only rob myself by not having that one appointment with him be the only non-negotiable for the day. Now, how do I stir a greater love for the Lord in my heart? By making that appointment with him, committing to it. By saying, every week I'm going to be here from this hour to this hour, I'm just going to sit in his presence. Every day, I'm going to meet him in my soul, in that sanctuary of my heart, from this time to this time. What am I going to do during that time? I don't know. One day I might be complaining to him, another day I might be thanking him for something, the next day I might be reading through scripture, trying to learn more about him. But I know that every day I'm going to meet him. And I'm going to get strengthened in my everyday commitment by having an every week commitment to be in his presence. Now, we might say Jesus is everywhere, and so I don't have to physically come here. Yeah, if you can't be here, thanks be to God that he's always present to us. But what kind of lover says, oh, it's fine, I have a chance to be in her presence, but you know what, text message will do. No, we want to be physically present with the one who wants to be physically present to us. It's like I have a friend who just visited from Austin. He drove, 7, 8 hours, something like that, to Clovis. Now, me saying to Jesus, I don't need to be in your physical presence because I know that you're spiritually with me, is like me saying to my friend, I know that you drove all this way, but I'm kind of busy, so how about we just talk on the phone? I realize that you want to be physically here with me, but I'm a little bit too busy for that. So how about we just have a nice phone conversation? Phone conversations are great, but there's no substitute to just looking your buddy in the face and saying, man, it's been a while. Give me a hug. And that's what we did. Last night he came in, and do you know what we did? Nothing. And it was glorious. That's how you know that you have a good friend. When you can just waste time together. And that's what true prayer is. Wasting time with the Lord. He desires a true friendship. I think that's what keeps us from prayer very often, is we think that it's a check-in with a taskmaster. And we think that it's a time that we have to perform well and like say the right things. Instead of it's time delightfully wasted with a loving friend. There's this book that's been kind of rocking my world this year. It's called In Sinu Jesu. It's the prayer journal of this Benedictine monk who was getting this, getting the impression that our Lord was speaking some messages to him. So he just started jotting them down. And he said, take this for what you will, but this is what in prayer I'm hearing our Lord say to me. One entry was, this is Jesus speaking to him, when you come into my presence to adore me and prefer me to other things that solicit your attention and make claims upon your time, I am consoled and glorified. The proof of friendship is the choice of one's friend over all else. I want you to prefer me, to give me time that could be given to other persons and things. In so doing, you will show me your love and offer me the consolation of a true friendship. Now you may hear that and we may say, okay, but once I get there, what if my mind's wandering? What if I'm tired? What if I fall asleep? And there he says, weariness and fatigue are no obstacle to a fruitful time of adoration. They're incidental. What matters is the desire to seek my Eucharistic face and to abide in my company. Our friend is here every Friday, waiting for us. He's there every moment waiting for us in the sanctuary of our souls, right? So every moment we can turn to him. But we get strengthened in our ability to turn to him in the difficult moments in life by keeping our weekly appointment with him. Obviously, at Mass, nothing supersedes Mass. But adoration, is that moment when I lift the Lord and we adore Him. It's that extended. It's us entering into that sacred moment and just having a private audience with the King of the universe. An intimate meeting with the closest friend of our hearts. And that's why I invite you all at the piano and here by the cry room. We have these sign-up sheets. I invite you to sign your name. The time that works for you from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Friday. Your email and your phone number. And I challenge you to make that commitment and to keep it. We are so devoted to our sports commitments, to our social engagements, to our work commitments. None of those feed the soul like the friendship with the Lord does. And so I invite you to pray about that for the remainder of the Mass. Think, when can I do it? These sign-up sheets, they'll be here next week as well. So you can sign up that week as well. Because our Lord waits for us as that loving friend. The busier we are, the tougher our life is, the more we need that time of prayer. Just as Mother Teresa said to her sisters, when life gets crazy, we need to be in His presence more. We need that anchor. We need to know that no matter how everything is turbulent around us, we have peace in the presence of the Lord. Very often, I think we might imagine, if only I lived in the time of Jesus, if only I were there at the foot of the cross, then I would be a strong believer. Then this would be the center of my life. But as it is, I'm 2,000 years removed. It's a little tough. It took faith then just as much as it takes faith now. When they noticed that the King of the universe was crucified upon a cross, it took faith to recognize He was King. When we see Him as a prisoner of the tabernacle, revealed there in the host, in the monstrance, and at the Mass, it takes that same kind of faith to know that that's not just a piece of bread. That's the King of the universe, humbled willingly to the point of being food for us, to the point of being our companion, to being physically present among us. We are at the foot of the cross in the presence of the Lord every single time that we come to adore the Lord. And there we have the chance to be one of the two people that were in His presence that day. We had that scene in our gospel today, where on the one side we had the mockery. We had the one who tried to pray, but wanted God to be a genie, and so got upset. Right? He mocked Him. He said, if you are such a king, if you are so powerful, why haven't you fixed my problems yet? And I think that's what gets at us sometimes. We have that same attitude to our Lord. We say, I tried to pray, you didn't help me, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I can't blame you for that to some degree, because it is so difficult, so many of the things that we go through in life, especially when we turn to God in faith and then we didn't understand the answer that we received. Yes, it's so easy to turn into that thief who died at His left, right? To be that one who said, why haven't you fixed everything for me? We have the choice of being that thief, or we have the choice of being the good thief. The one who says, I don't understand this completely, but I know that there's something special about you. I know that you might not take me off of this cross right now. I know that the way you work seems a little bit strange because you're a king who was willingly crucified. So I know that you're not one that just bulldozes through my problems. You're not one who makes my burdens lighter. You're one who makes me strong enough to bear them. But that process of getting stronger, I know it's tough, and so I thank you for being here with me. And with that good thief, we can say what he said. We can say, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In the craziness of my family, remember me. In the chaos of my workplace, remember me. In my struggle against sin, remember me, Lord. Give me the graces that I need. In my friendships, in my relationships, remember me. In my worries that eat away at me, remember me. In my hopes, in my dreams, remember me. We say that to Him every time we come to adore Him, and then He looks at us with His loving eyes, and He says what He said to that good thief. He says, today, my dear friend, in my presence, you are in paradise.